Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, it's Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Doing good, Sam. How about you?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. So I'm working on getting the documents generated for you. The credit department has told me that to finish, like, to get the official approval signed off on, the program actually requires over 70% of the ownership to sign the application. So I was going to see if you'd be able to get a signed application from Mary and Kevin as well.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get that one from Kevin, because Kevin is a Navy fighter pilot, and he's deployed right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Do you think we can get a signature from Mary? That'll put us at just under the 70, and I can give an explanation on Kevin. I'm sure they'll understand with that situation.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually reply to your email that I just got with just a blank application. It's the same application that you sent in to me. All I need is for Mary to fill out the owner-officer section and have her signature. You don't really need to worry about all of the details for the business. We already have all of that on file. We just need a signed application from Mary.
Okay. All right, Sam, and I just wanted to make sure that we both have all our cards on the table.
Sure.
I currently have two offers other than yours on the table, and neither one of these have really met my initial objective, which was to restructure my existing debt.
Yes.
So I'm comparing all the options to see, in the absence of any of them meeting my original goal, which one makes more sense for me. So I'd be happy to take care of that and get you Mary's signature. But I just want to let you know that we have not yet made a decision on which option we're going forward with yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's probably the better way to do it. You want to see what's out there and make sure you get the best option. Now, I know for ours, what we have, like I said, we went through it. It's not a payoff loan. It's actually a third position loan. So with the existing two, it's not a requirement that they are directly paid off. But with this $40,000, you're free to use it however you'd like. So, you know, you can choose if you'd like to pay off, you know, one of the balances in full, completely okay with it. Or if not, that's up to you as well. But this one, there's a difference between, you know, the stipulations that come with each one. This is a third position loan, so it's the straight $40,000 in cash for you to use however you see fit.
Okay. I don't know if we discussed or you gave me what the payment or terms were on that.
I don't have the payback terms because we don't have the final credit approval yet. What they do is on the initial approval, they approve for an initial amount and term. And then when I get the final credit officer to sign off on it, then we will have all of the payback terms, the different options that we'll have for you, as well as all the details about like renewal options and discounts for early payment.
Okay. Another thing I thought about is, going back to what my original objective was to restructure and end up with some cash on hand.
Yes.
The $40,000 is actually more than I had anticipated looking to secure. So I'm thinking in terms of terms, if we went for something like 25 or something like that, how would that look differently? You know, so I mean, you offered 40,
yes,
which is more generous than what I was even thinking of securing to restructuring. I'm willing to consider that. But if we looked at something less, how would that play out?
Okay, yeah. So I can kind of walk you through kind of both scenarios. So with the 40. If you only need to net, let's say, 20, 25, something like that, you are free to use the remaining 20 or 15 on this 40 to pay off an existing balance. So it could be kind of like a minor consolidation where you would put some of that towards your current balance and then keep the $20,000 that you need. So that's a possibility with the 40. But if you want to keep it to where all you're doing is getting some you're netting some extra additional capital and you don't really want to pay off the existing loans, I can structure it so we do something along the lines of $25,000 over 5 months as well. So it would just be a lower disbursement amount. We would keep the same terms, but obviously that would affect your payback rate. Your payment would be smaller on the 25 compared to the 40.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both absolutely an option. Were you leaning one way or the other on them? If you wanted to do the 40 and take some to consolidate, or if you wanted to just go for the net capital that you're looking to work with?
Well, to be honest with you, Sam, I'm kind of still doing my homework to figure out what's best. You know, in terms of the need for the capital, I might not need the full 40, and if I take 20 and I pay it towards, let's just say, fast capital, then now I've got the greater payments with you folks.
Sure.
So I don't know, I have to see, you know, how that plays out, because that might be a wash as far as cash flow.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I guess what I'll do is I'll get Mary's signature on this, but if maybe you can give me two proposals. If we're approved for the 40 and you show me what the terms and the payment are, maybe you can give me an alternative, like, you know, all right, what if we secure 25, we net 25, how would that play out?
Absolutely, I can do that. Now, here's a question for you, because I think I can. That might actually open up, knowing that is something you're considering, can open up a few options for me over here. Obviously, I have the approval here with the $40,000 that I can work with. But another question that I have for you is, if you're looking to just net some capital and not, you know, not go on the larger route, what's the smallest amount that you would like?
I would say 20, but I'm thinking 20 or 25. It's in that ballpark.
Okay.
You know, that's when we first started talking, you know, the outstanding balance total between Fast and Swift was 75, and I was looking for a total of 100. That would net me 25.
Oh, I gotcha. Sure. That makes sense.
So, I guess 25.
Okay, perfect. I can work with that. I will... I'll send you the application, just give me the signature, and I will, when I request the documents, I'll draw up a couple of different options, one for 40 and we can go over it, and one for 25 and we can go over it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, perfect.
Now, one of the things I'm finding with the companies I'm currently doing business with is, you know, as we get further into the program, they're giving me some more attractive options. Neither of yet has been able to meet my original objective, but, you know, they're creeping up there. So with you folks, you know, suppose we do this and we get to a point where Bank Cardiff is able to consolidate and restructure what I've got, and I'm looking at much more attractive terms that can relax some of the cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's is that an option with you guys?
So as far as immediately for the reconsolidation, just because of
we've already ruled that out. I'm just saying, so as we start doing business here with one of these transactions,
100% that is exactly how it works. Basically, usually I deal with this situation pretty often where, you know, a lot of our customers come with some really high interest loans where they're looking to pay it off, but the balance is too high. What we do is we set them up on a second position loan. It's not just a second position loan. It's also kind of a, what I call a starter package. So it's designed to kind of establish the relationship between us. It's typically a shorter term. So the way these programs work is once you get midway into the term, then you are eligible for renewal options. At that time, you're an existing customer and your renewal options, we're usually able to get you a whole lot more cash at that point than the first transaction that we do. So, you know, looking at this strategically, that's absolutely what I see on the table for us here, is if we set you up on this second, third position loan type deal, but get you midway into it, at that point, I think it would be best to go for that overall payoff loan. And the odds of that happening are far greater.
Okay. See, that's one of the things that is helping me arrive at a decision on who I'm ultimately going to do business with here is, you know, I know you can't promise anything up front on what a renewal package would look like, but ultimately my goal here is to stop kicking the can down the road and
exactly that.
What I've got. So,
yeah,
you know, right
yeah.
Now,
I call these options kind of a Band-Aid solution to hold us over until we can actually get a full solution, which would be that payoff loan. Now, again, like I can easily tell you that the chances of that happening are a lot greater the second time around than the first time. But I mean, I can't tell you exactly what it is, and the reason for that is it depends on the bank statements in those 3 months. Or the most recent 3 months of bank statements. So they'll be tied directly to that. As long as we keep the account in the positive and you're making your payments on time, then it will happen. But there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of variables to that. So something could come up. I don't want
right.
to, you know, promise the world not to deliver.
Look at the cash flow on the bank statement. So,
yeah.
So really, knowing that's my ultimate goal, you know, what kinds of things you might be able to do for me, knowing what current debt is on the table.
Yes.
If we're talking a $40,000 loan over the course of 5 months or $25,000 over the course of 5 months and we get halfway into that, and let's just say it's 25.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Or you know what, just for ease of numbers, let's just say it's 40. And we
sure.
get halfway into that, now between you, Swift, and Fast, there's still $100,000 worth of debt on the table.
Sure. Now, also,
I'm looking to restructure that.
Yeah. Now, with that, the Swift and the forward financing, those balances are going to come down in time, too. So when we get to that point, those balances are going to be a little lower. The balance that you have with us is actually going to be lower than what it appears, because if you do a renewal option, that remaining balance that you have is severely discounted. So it's not going to be kind of a direct translation for a total current balance amount at that point. Do you kind of follow me with that? It can be kind of confusing with that, but...
No, I'm with you. So
okay. You
may be looking at, you know, 2.5-3 months from now, a total balance between the three of you of, let's just say, $80,000.
Sure. Yeah, and also, I think that's a realistic number, and a little feedback for you, too. I know when we were working on this original approval, because of the time in business that you guys have and the previous tax return that we had only had half a year of sales on it, by this point, you're going to have a longer, you know, kind of track record. I think that the total approval amount will also be higher for us at that point, too. So a lot of things are kind of lining up for maybe two to 3 months down the road for, like I said, that full solution as opposed to just a Band-Aid solution coming up.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that email. I'll get Mary's signature on that, and then you'll be giving me some numbers for both the 40 and the 25.
40 and the 25. I'll get them both for you.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right. Perfect. Thanks a lot.